Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, boys, and girls, what is going on? The Greg Squirrel Show is on the air right here on Blog Talk Radio. Got the chat room up and running, so if you don't want to call in, but you do want to leave a message, feel free to go to our chat room. We got that up and running right here on Blog Talk Radio, the Greg Squirrel Show. And, of course, you can message me on my Facebook page, Gregory Squirrel. You can call in, 323-642-1128 is the call-in number, 323-642-1128. So feel free to call right in if you will. Oh, Nathan Hendrickson, attorney at law, proud sponsor and supporter of the Greg Squirrel Show. Give a big shout-out to him. Also want to give a big shout-out. Got a couple of big birthdays today. My good friend, Little Miss Amy, it's her birthday. And, of course, my buddy Eric, his birthday today. I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing. So be sure it's his birthday or what, but it is what it is. So, speaking of Eric, big MMA event coming up this Saturday. Springfield, Missouri. Oh, it's going to be a great time. I've got five times of entry. And so, put top of some stuff on Facebook. All right. But once again, happy birthday to Amy and Eric. And, of course, we got the Adrenaline Fight League. Got that big event taking place this Saturday night, Springfield, Missouri, at Cartoon. If you know anything about Springfield, if you've ever been there before, come to Cartoon, doing a big hangout. So it's going to be an outdoor event. Supposed to be like in the 90 degrees Saturday, so it's going to be a fun time. It's going to be a hot time. Springfield, Missouri. So if you live in Springfield, Missouri, or the surrounding area, we definitely invite you to come out and support Springfield MMA and the Adrenaline Fight League. Once again, at all my crew at Cartoon. So we invite you to come on out for that. I want to say hello to my buddy Brandon Lasley. He's down in the southern part of Arkansas. He's listening to the show today. We got Tammy and Missy, Janine, Mike, Daniel, Tammy, Katina, David, Julie, Wendy, Chris, Showtime MMA listening to the show today. And we got my good friend Sean Bale listening in on the show today also. Yes, ladies and gentlemen. World Cup getting back to the swing of things today. You know, they're in the knockout rounds now, of course. United States, Team USA went out early. So now it is what it is, boys and girls. It's the remaining team. Who is going to be the FIFA World Cup champion? We'll be finding out here before too long because it's coming down to the final numbers, the final team. So I really haven't never really been into soccer until Team USA and the World Cup. But I've been catching myself. I've been watching more soccer. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, you got to feel bad for Brazil, the host team, and they just got their butts blown out a couple of days ago. I mean, 7-0, and that's a crazy score. That's a crazy score when it comes to soccer. I mean, you're lucky, and you know the way. And people, you know, there's people out there that are criticizing soccer, calling it a wimpy game. Let me tell you, guys and girls, this is not a wimpy game. This is 90 minutes of running back and forth, no break. They're limited on the number of substitutions. I think they only get like 2 or 3 substitutions per game, so they got to make those substitutions count. But I mean, 90 minutes. They have a halftime, but it's not like American football. You know, I mean, you're constantly running back and forth, and I'm calling out those people that are out there saying that soccer is for the wimps. I want to see some of you people get out there and run. I mean, these are bigger than football. I mean, football field. I mean, so I literally want to see some of you people that are out there criticizing soccer. I want to see you get out there running up and back and forth, kicking a ball. You can't use your hand. I mean, I want to see some of these people out there running back and forth for 90 minutes with like a 10 or 15 minute break in there. And I want to see how they do. I don't think you can cut it. I mean, I know there's a lot of people out there that can't cut that. I mean, it's crazy. When you're out there, you're trying to kick a ball, and you're having to duck and avoid other people coming up trying to kick the ball away from you. It's crazy. But, I mean, it really gives you, if you actually sit down and watch it, it really gives you a new appreciation for it. So, World Cup is going on. We're getting down to the final few teams. I mean, it's crazy. So there you go. All right. So you got to next week is the All-Star Game for Major League Baseball. I'm not even sure where the All-Star Game is this season, to be quite honest. I'm going to look that up real quick. Hopefully my buddy Clint Davis is out there somewhere. Argentina and Netherlands, by the way, are playing today in the World Cup. Let's see here. We do got some Major League Baseball going on this afternoon. We got 3 games underway already. Colorado and San Diego, bottom of the third, 2-0 Colorado. We got the Anaheim Angels and the Toronto Blue Jays. They're scoreless after 2 innings. And in the top of the third, you got Miami and Arizona, and they're scoreless. So that's your baseball action. The Cardinals will be in action later on this evening, 8:15 Eastern time, which is, I believe, 7:15 Central. You got the Cardies and the Pirates. All right. So like I say, we were originally talking about Major League Baseball and I'm trying to look up. If anybody knows this before I'm able to look up, I would appreciate you calling in. Looking up the Home Run Derby. Where is the All-Star Game this year? I'm not buying it. I'm wanted to say Minnesota, but I may be wrong. So I'm trying to look that up. 2014, it'll tell me. Yeah, Target Field, Minneapolis. I was thinking that was it. So anyway, and, you know, they've kind of made the All-Star game, in my opinion, they've kind of made it worth watching again because now, and they started this a couple of seasons ago, the winner of the All-Star game now gets home field advantage for the World Series. So, National League win, they'll have home field advantage. If the American League, they'll get home field advantage. If you love good 80s rock and roll music and you once again, you live in Northwest Arkansas, my good friend E and the Boys, they're going to be in action Friday night. So anyway, E and the Boys are going to be in action this coming Friday night. They are going to be in Eureka Springs. So we invite y'all to come out and hear some good music by E and the Boys. I'll tell you. There have been videos going around of this crazy. They're calling it the Verrückt. I don't speak German, so I need my boy Ty to call in. Make sure I'm pronouncing this right. It's called Verrückt. It's 7 stories tall, and it's almost straight down. But it's supposedly the world's tallest water slide, and I got a video pulled up that was just recently. They really had to do some modifications because you have a raft that you ride on this water slide, but during all the test runs, it wasn't covered at the time. So on their test runs, the rafts were literally launching when it hits the bottom, and then there's another little hump that it rise that it goes up. So they were literally launching off of the water slide. I mean, they were putting dummies in there. And, I mean, it was crazy, crazy, crazy. But now, looking at this new video, they now have it complete covered with a netting tie, and so it's keeping the launch ramp, the raft, because you got these rafts, and they're like 4 or 5 people per raft going down this thing. All I know is I want in the very front or I want in the very back. All I know is I'm going to go ride this thing. And if I riders are saying it's the world's tallest water slide. And I'm getting this from KCTV in Kansas City, Kansas. They say it's scary, but they say it's worth riding again. And I'm an adrenaline junkie, so here's the story. There's 264 steps to get to the top of the tower, okay? And then, it's at the Schlitterbahn, which is a water park. Finally opened Verrückt on Wednesday, including the mayor who rode down this thing. And the mayor said, Mark Collins, who's the mayor of Kansas City, Kansas, where Verruck is located, he said it's ridiculous. 17-story water slide. I mean, 168 feet tall water slide. It cost $1 billion to build. And so it's crazy. Some of the people that have rated this thing on a scale of 1 to 10 says this thing definitely rates out a 12 just on the pure adrenaline level. And I can't wait. I mean, I'm going to have to book me some work, book me an event up there so I can go up and check out Verruck Water Slide and just check this thing out because it looks fun. And so I'm excited about riding this thing. So we'll just have to see what. The LeBron watch is still on. People are still, there's talks. He may go back to Cleveland. I mean, so that's a lot of stuff. 323-642-1128. That's on the Nathan Hendrickson Attorney at Law phone lines. If you want to call in, you can do that. And comment if there's something you got questions about. We'll be happy to answer that also. But the LeBron watch, like I say, LeBron watch is still on. He's supposed to be having meetings with Pat Riley, president of the Lakers. And then he's supposed to be talking. Like I say, they mentioned there's talk that he may go back to Cleveland. So going to be anxious to see exactly where this goes. So let's talk some MMA. Ronda Rousey pretty much out till at least the end of the year. Apparently, Ronda Rousey in her fight Saturday night, which, I mean, knockout. She had a knockout in like 17 seconds. I wasn't able to watch the because I was busy doing other things. But apparently Ronda Rousey suffered a broken hand at 175. And so now she's pretty much out for a while because she's been having knee problems, and so they were already resigned to the fact that she was going to have to step out for a couple of months while she got this knee situation taken care of. Well, now Ronda Rousey broke her hand in her fight at UFC 174, or was it 175? Yeah, UFC 175. And so now that's putting a bunch of stuff into controversy. And UFC CEO Lorenzo Fertitta has made the decision that now, due to the wake of injuries and stuff, that they are canceling. They are strictly canceling the whole pay-per-view UFC 176 that was supposed to take place at the Staples Center, I believe, in L.A. Like I say, we're going to pull this story up just right here. For the second time, this is the second time in the history of UFC that they are literally canceling the whole show. And the reason was host Jose Aldo had to pull out of his fight with Mendez. And so there was just no way. And then especially with the injury to Rousey, they couldn't turn her around that fast to fight 176. So they've just completely decided to cancel 176. And so now they started moving the fights around. Danny Castillo against Tony Ferguson, and Derek Brunson and Lorenz Larkin has been shifted to UFC 177. DJ Dillashaw and Borrego 2 to the August 30th pay-per-view event in Sacramento. Tony Martin and Benil Dariush and the James Vick Wilmer Lazaro fight have landed on UFC Fight Night 41. Henderson versus D'Hondo, October 23rd in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I'm actually going to try to go to that one. I've never been to a live UFC event, but if I can get the pennies together, I may take the road trip to Tulsa, Oklahoma in August and see what it's all about. We'll keep everybody updated. I might even talk to my buddy Clint Davis if he wants to make a road trip out of this. Matter of fact, let's just put this on Facebook right now. I'm thinking road trip to All right. I wish I could learn how to type. That's what I want to know. I wish I could learn how to type. All right. There we go. All right. Got that put on there. But it's going to be a good time. We got about 7 minutes left on the show. We're still facing some technical difficulties. We have yet to been able to figure it out. But we do plan on going to the full hour once we get the technical difficulties figured out. So once we get that figured out, we'll be back to an hour, and it'll be the fastest hour in sports talk radio. Football, about 50 days away, Arkansas Razorbacks. Season opener against the Auburn Tigers. That's turning into quite a little feud, and I'll hit on this why that's turning into quite a little feud, because there's just some people out there who are willing to win at any cost, and that means cheating, ditch utility, whatever. But Brett Bielema, head coach for the Arkansas Razorbacks, he came out with a comment the other day. And he said that he would not accept any transfers from other teams that have had legal issues or drug issues. And he has been getting slammed. And some people have said that's why Brett Bielema will never win a championship at Arkansas, because he's not willing to make the sacrifices it takes to win a title. Sorry, I would rather have prestige and integrity over a stupid title any day. I don't care if it does get me the best football players. I don't care if it does bring in more money for the program. I would rather have honesty and integrity over titles and money any day. I've always lived my life like that, or I've tried to anyway. But I applaud Brett Bielema for that, because there are so many teams. A perfect example, there was a couple of players that were kicked off the Georgia Bulldogs football team for legal issues. One of them transferred to – ended up at Auburn. Another one ended up at Louisville. And we know what kind of integrity people are coaching the Louisville program, Bobby Petrino. So we know what kind of integrity those two programs have. Anytime you fake an injury during a football game to get your team some rest, I won't say nothing about Gus Malzahn. I'm not that kind of guy. But anyway, Brett Bielema has just said that we want a program of integrity and a program that people can be proud of. And if that means not winning a title, then I guess that's the steps he's willing to take. Because you're always going to have kids that do stupid crap. And he has already kicked kids off the Arkansas football team, no matter how good they were, that team, because they ended up going out, getting in trouble with the law, stupid stuff, shoplifting, driving off without paying for their gas, you know. And we don't want that. We don't want that here at Arkansas. We want an honest program here. So my applause to Gus Malzahn for taking those steps. I mean, if your other teams out there, you know, if that's the kind of players they want playing for their program, more power to them. Hopefully the players will learn from their mistakes, that they are held to a higher standard. And if they want to risk their football careers, I guess that's Coach Malzahn's way of saying we're not going to have that at Arkansas. All right, we got about, we're almost out of time, boys and girls. Man, that's bad. I'm heartbroken. Well, we won't get into that. We're gonna keep it sports talk today. So that's that. I didn't hear from Granny Hulkster today. I didn't hear from Clive Davis. Didn't hear from him today. But hey. We are probably going to do an early show Friday. I'm probably thinking maybe lunchtime show Friday. Ian the Boys, band I work with, we have a show coming up in Eureka Springs. Go to the website, look them up on Facebook or on the internet, eandtheboys.com, and you'll find our Facebook page and whatever. We're just going to have a great time. So until 12 noon Friday, we are going to get out of here. Everybody have a great afternoon. Oh, where's my beautiful Kiss music? Talk to hell and hallelujah, ladies and gentlemen. We will see you Friday, Blog Talk Radio and the First World Show. See ya.